Good morning. We continue with our study of the morning Mishnayos, Perek Ches, Mishnayos Beis, Mishnayos Gimel and Dalet of Masechta Bechoros. And of course, the first Mishnah deals with a suffix on Bechorim. So in such a situation, you don't have to do Pidyon HaBen because of the rules of Hamotzi Mechaber or of Araya. Says the Mishnah as follows, Mishlo Bechra Ishto V'yolda Shtei Zecharim. What if a woman never had a baby before, and now she gives birth to twin boys? And then it turns out that they get mixed. We can't remember which one's which. They're identical. So in such a situation, one thing's clear. She had a bechor. And so therefore, no sin chamish shloim lekoin, the father has to pay for the pidyon haben, for whichever one it was. Meis echad me'em b'soch shloshim yom. But if, nishtagadach, somebody passes away, one of the two babies passes away before the child hits the age of pidyon haben, so then the father doesn't claim, doesn't have to pay the pidyon haben money, because the kohen has to prove that the remaining son is indeed the bechor. What if the father died? Now you have the children still alive. Right? If they gave the money before there was a division of the pidyon haben money, so then it's given. And you don't have to worry. But in Lav, if they divided up the Yerusha, so now each one has his own half, so then Peturin, each brother can say, prove that I am the proper Bechor for which you, the Kohen, are now collecting pidyon haben money. That's the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Huda Omer, Nischaibu Nechasim. The father was already obligated in the five Tzlaim. And so therefore, the Yerushim, as an estate, have to pay off the Chov. Zachor Nekeba, but and we paskin that way lahalacha like Rabbi Yehuda, that the estate had this responsibility. Now Zachor Nekeba, if the mother had given birth to a boy and a girl, clearly in kan lekohen klum, there would be no responsibility to pay for the kohen to the kohen at all, because who says that the first one that was born was the girl? Shnei nashim shelo bechru v'yaldu shnei zecharim. What if there are two women, the man has two wives, and either one had a bechor, and they both gave birth to baby boys? So no saying Esther Slaim Lakoin, says the Mishnah Dalad, that you have to pay for pidyon haben money twice. Meisachad meim toch shloshim yom, right? If one of them died within 30 days, im lekohen echad nasan, if he paid to one kohen, yachzer lo chamesh slaim, the kohen has to give him back the five slaim. Im l'shnei kohanim nasan, if he gave two fives to two different kohanim, any yachzer lo hotzi miyadam, so then the opposite rule of hamotzi mechaber would apply. That is to say, if the person did pidyon haben early, and he gave one kohen 10 slaim, 10 shkalim, now, and one dies early, so then he can collect 5 of the 10 back from the kohen. But if he had given the pidyon haben money to two different kohanim, so then he can't collect from either one, because in that situation, the Kohen has a right to turn to the individual and say, how do you know that this is from this particular child that died? Maybe my 5 comes from the child that's still alive. Zachor lekeva, o shnei zecharim unekeva. But if there was twins and one was a girl, or there were triplets, two boys and a girl, no saying chamesh slaim lekohen, you can only have one bechor, so he should pay 5 slaim to the kohen. Why is that? In either situation, Zachor Nekeva, there was definitely a Bechor that was born, not a Bechora. There were two wives here. Or if there were, one had twins and one had a single baby. So for sure there's one Chiv for Pidyon Haben. Shtei Nekevos Zachor, Shtei Zecharim, Shtei Nekevos, in kan lekohen klum. But if you have a situation where there were two girls and a boy, right, out of two women, or two sets of twins, and you're not sure which one came first, so then the kohen doesn't get anything. Achas bechra, v'achas shelo bechra, what if he had two wives? One woman had a baby before, one didn't. They give birth at the same time, b'yoldu shnei zecharim, so no sin chamish slaim lekohen. Then you pay the kohen, because you have two boys. Right? And one, for sure, is a bechor. But if one of them died within the first 30 days, the father is exempt. He doesn't have to give the pidyon haben money. If the father died and the children are still alive, so now you have an interesting scenario. Rameir says, if they paid before they divided up the estate, then the Kohen has to accept the money, and he can't. It can't be proven that he has to return it to the estate. But if it's not the case, then they would be exempt. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Nischayvu nechasim." What are you talking about? The estate had an obligation to pay for Pidyon HaBein. Now, if the two women gave birth to Zachar and Nekeva, if they give birth to a male and a female, so in kan l'kohen klum, the kohen has no right to collect Pidyon HaBein money over here, because it's not clear that the lady who never had a bechor gave birth to a boy. Maybe she is the mother of the girl. And so therefore, in that situation, the Pidyon HaBein money would not be paid this year for this situation, because HaMotzi Mechabero, Olav HaRaya. Okay, we'll stop here, Bezer Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow morning.